Well, money is important to God because it represents our priorities, our life values, our worldview. And Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, where you put your money, your heart will follow. Now notice, he didn't say that where your heart is, your treasures will go. That would probably make more sense to us. And in a sense, of course, that's true. I mean, if my heart is really into something, then I'll put my money there. If my heart is really into a particular company, I'll invest in that company. If my heart is really in missions in India, I'll invest in missions in India. So that part makes sense to us. But he actually reverses it. And sometimes I think we really miss the meaning of that. I was actually writing an article for a Christian magazine. Actually, it was a chapter in a book. And I put that thing where your heart follows your money. And then the editor crossed it out and put your money follows your heart. And going, well, yeah, except that's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your heart follows your money. And that's so important to God because obviously he's concerned about our hearts. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, you know. But the heart in Scripture, we're told in Proverbs, guard your heart, for in it are the wellsprings of life. You know, our heart is fundamentally important to God. That's our orientation of our lives. That's what's important to us. That's what we care about. So the reason God cares about money is that money is a test for where our heart is and an opportunity to determine where our heart goes. Because the more you invest in, for instance, God's kingdom, the more you will have, by definition, what? Vested interest in God's kingdom. And I remember I had this experience many years ago. My wife and I, this is long before the pro-life work and the lawsuits and all of that, but my wife and I were discovering that, you know, we had a great heart for missions when we were in Bible college. And I led a Pray for China missions prayer group and all kinds of things. And we considered the mission field. And, well, we ended up in pastoral ministry, and that was fine. But we were talking about, you know, we just don't have the heart that we once had for missions. And so what did we do? Well, based upon what Matthew 6 says, we determine we are going to give more and more of our money, which is really God's money entrusted to our care, and we're going to invest it in world missions. And you know what happened? We got back our heart for missions and then some, because the more you invest money in something, the greater your vested interest in it. Whether it's missions or whether it's a new house or a second home or a new car, wherever you put your money, your heart is going to follow.